Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Running Down a Dream, How to Thrive in a Career. You Actually Love is a career development book by venture capitalist Bill Gurley. Best known for his long tenure at Benchmark and investments in major technology companies. Based on themes from his public talks and long-running interest in how exceptional careers form, the book addresses the problem of career regret and the difficulty of choosing work in a system that often rewards credential chasing before self-examination. Gurley argues that the usual advice to follow passion is often too vague to guide real decisions. He instead emphasizes fascination, curiosity, craft, mentorship, peer networks, proximity to opportunity, and contribution. The book belongs to the practical career advice genre, but it draws heavily on biographies, behavioral science, and examples from people who built distinctive careers. Its purpose is not simply to help readers get ahead, but to help them choose environments and habits that make sustained professional engagement more likely. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fascination as a more usable career signal than passion. One of the central distinctions in Running Down a Dream is Gurley's preference for fascination over passion. Passion is commonly presented as an inner certainty, but many people, especially students and early career workers, do not experience it as a clear or stable signal. Fascination is more observable. It shows up in what a person reads about without being assigned, which problems they keep returning to, and what kinds of conversations make learning feel energizing rather than forced. This framing matters because it turns career exploration into an evidence-gathering process rather than a search for a single revelation. Gurley connects this idea to career regret, the condition of reaching professional maturity and realizing that prior choices were made mainly from status, momentum, parental expectation, or fear. By treating curiosity as data, readers can test possible paths with lower risk. The book therefore shifts attention from identity statements, such as what am I meant to be, toward behavioral clues, such as where do I voluntarily invest attention over time. Secondly, the six principles form a practical sequence, not a slogan list. The book organizes its advice around six principles: chase your curiosity, hone your craft, develop mentors in your field, embrace your peers, go where the action is, and always give back. Their value lies in how they reinforce one another. Curiosity provides direction, but it does not produce competence by itself. Craft turns interest into skill through repeated practice, feedback, and attention to standards inside a field. Mentors accelerate judgment by showing what excellence looks like before a beginner could infer it alone. Peers create a learning environment in which ambition, information, and opportunity circulate horizontally rather than only from senior people downward. Going where the action is recognizes that some locations, institutions, companies, or communities expose a person to denser learning and better networks. Giving back completes the cycle by converting career capital into trust and long-term relevance. Read as a sequence, the principles offer a map for moving from vague interest to embedded participation in a domain. They are concrete because each principle implies behavior, not just attitude. Thirdly, mentors and peers are treated as infrastructure for judgment. Gurley places unusual weight on the social structure surrounding a career. In many career books, networking is treated as a method for finding jobs or gaining access. In Running Down a Dream, mentors and peers serve a deeper function. They shape judgment. A mentor can compress years of trial and error by explaining norms, mistakes, incentives, and unspoken standards in a field. This is especially important in careers where formal education does not fully capture how work is actually done. Peers matter because they create a live comparison group and a source of shared experimentation. Ambitious peers can normalize high effort, expose blind spots, and provide information about opportunities before those opportunities become visible to outsiders. This emphasis also counters the idea of the lone career strategist. Gurley suggests that sustained professional development depends on being embedded in communities where people care about the same craft and can challenge one another. The practical implication is clear: choosing colleagues, teachers, and professional circles is part of choosing a career path, not a secondary concern after the job title is secured. Fourthly, nonlinear careers are framed as discovery rather than failure. A recurring implication of the book is that meaningful careers often do not follow a clean, predetermined ladder. Gurley's own path, from engineering and technology analysis into venture capital, supports this broader claim without making his personal route the only model. The book treats early uncertainty and career pivots as part of discovery, provided they are guided by curiosity and increasing knowledge rather than random drifting. This is important because many institutions train young people to think in linear checkpoints: exams, admissions, internships, promotions, and prestige markers. Such a system can reward compliance while delaying the question of fit. Gurley's framework asks readers to notice when energy, learning, and opportunity cluster in unexpected places. A pivot is not automatically evidence of indecision. It can be a rational response to better information about one's interests and strengths. The book also emphasizes proximity to active fields, captured in the principle of going where the action is. Careers develop faster when people place themselves near important problems, talented practitioners, and emerging markets. Lastly, the book links personal fulfillment to disciplined craft, not comfort, although the title emphasizes loving a career. The book's argument is not that work should always feel easy or emotionally rewarding. Gurley repeatedly connects fulfillment with seriousness about craft. To love a field in this framework is to become increasingly capable within it, to understand its history and standards, and to keep learning when the novelty wears off. This distinguishes the book from softer forms of career advice that focus mainly on self-expression. Gurley is interested in why exceptional performers often develop a durable appetite for improvement, the examples highlighted in publisher materials, including figures from entertainment, restaurants, sports, and business, point to people who entered demanding environments and learned their industries from the inside. The intellectual claim is that fascination creates the energy to endure the unglamorous parts of mastery. This is also why the book rejects a simple opposition between ambition and happiness. It suggests that disciplined effort can be sustainable when it is attached to a domain that continually rewards curiosity, feedback, and growth. In conclusion, Running Down a Dream is best suited for students, recent graduates, early career professionals, and mid-career readers who suspect they have followed a default path rather than a deliberately chosen one. It is also useful for parents, educators, and mentors who want a more concrete vocabulary for advising young people without reducing career choice to prestige, income, or vague passion. The practical benefit is a set of questions and behaviors that make career exploration more observable, what repeatedly captures attention, where real skill is forming, who can model excellence, which peer groups raise standards, and which environments place a person closer to important work. Its intellectual benefit is the reframing of career satisfaction as a product of curiosity, craft, social learning, and opportunity density. Compared with many books in the career advice category, it stands out because it is less centered on personal branding, productivity tactics, or generic encouragement. Gurley's background in venture capital gives the book a distinctive concern with markets, talent clusters, mentorship networks, and nonlinear discovery. Its strongest contribution is the idea that loving work is not merely a private feeling. It is built through repeated contact with a field that rewards learning and through relationships that deepen competence over time. If you would like to support Bill Gurley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.